All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We've got a bonus book for you guys because it's still, well, it's actually February 1st, but we're not going to go by that. We're going to wait until next week to give you the original February book, which would be, of course, from Chaos Comics. But since we have an extra day, and it is Wednesday, we are doing the Collected Strangers in Paradise, Volume 1, complete, 98 pages. I can probably go through it. I don't really know much about Strangers in Paradise, and this is kind of like out of left field, but I was just looking at comics, and I didn't want to get stuff that was like just too popular. So I wanted to go ahead and just see what this one would be like, since it's a little more indie and underground. Not that we don't want to mess with more popular comics, but just not right now. We'll wait till we get through some of the Spawn and stuff, and then we might move on to, like, maybe RoboCop or some of the other stuff I was looking at. Maybe The Mask, who knows. The Collected Strangers in Paradise, Volume 1. Terry Moore. This is Houston, Texas, 2013. Strangers in Paradise by Terry Moore. Okay. Just one of three. This is from Abstract Studio. Again, this is an indie label. So we're only going to do this one volume, but there's several more. So if you want to support them, definitely do that. Again, it says it right here, abstractstudiocomics.com. You can even write them, you know, for people that still write letters. So we'll see what you guys think of this. 10 years ago, puncture high school. My life is scribbling and scratching at half-finished pages at dawn. If anything, I've learned you can't always go home. You can't always be warm inside. That without love, we're never more than strangers in paradise. Francine Peters, you're on in 2 minutes. Listen up for your cue. But Miss Beam, this dumb toga won't stay up. Deal with it, young lady. You're not completely stupid, are you? You're not completely stupid, are you? Ah! You don't want me to answer that, do you? Ka-choo! Ka-choo, what are you doing here? I thought you were suspended yesterday. Yeah, well, whatever. Hey, I couldn't miss seeing my best friend make a fool of herself in front of the whole school now, could I? Oh, God, how do I let myself get talked into these things? Because you're easy, girl, and everybody knows it. You ever heard of the word no? I am not easy, just because I don't go around blowing up guys' lockers. Hey, a guy screws me around, he's gonna pay for it. Francine, where is that girl? I better go. Okay, break a butt. Leg. I'm supposed to break a leg. Gee, showbiz is hell, huh? Where have you been? You're on next. Get out there. I said what you need is refreshment. But my toga! Go! Why, thank you, fair maiden. Thank you, I said. Psst, let go. Crash! Whoa! Ah! Hey! Rip! Francine! Oh, Francine. Fade to black. One night last week. Francine? No. Please? Go to sleep, Freddy. Don't you love me? Yes, I love you. Oh, yuck, you licked my nose. I don't feel loved. Freddy, you wouldn't feel a root canal after all the margaritas you drank last night. God, your breasts are huge. That's my butt, fool. God, your butt is huge. That does it. Get off me. Aw, come on, Francine. I'm begging you, please. Shh, keep it down, will you? You'll wake up ka-choo. Please, Francine. Please, 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 please. Ow, my hair. Get off my hair. Off. You sleep on the floor. Get off. Ah, ka-thunk. You two shut up in there. I'll put you both out with the cat. Sorry, ka-choo. Ugh. Freddy, you okay? I think it's broken. Good! Ring! Bang! Bang! Good morning, dear. Sleep well? Hehe. Ka-choo! Gesundheit. No, I heard something like shots coming from ka-choo's room. Ah! Probably just her vibrator backfiring again. I tell you, that girl needs to get out more. Kachu, are you all right? Good grief! Morning, Francie. Toss my cigarettes, will you? Kachu, what on earth have you been doing in here? Well, now you expect me to say something profound. I woke up, I shot the clock. How the hell did you sleep? Look, I'm sorry if Freddy and I kept you up last night. I try to keep him quiet, but you know how it is. Well, seeing as how you two go through the same pathetic ritual every night, I guess I know exactly how it is. Oh, man. What have you been doing in here, Kachu? Playing war games with your Barbies? Wee hell, if it isn't Ready Freddy the Wonder Dog. How'd it go last night, stud? You get any? Shut up! Oh, that's good. Shut up. I'll certainly have to remember that one. Hang in there, Ready, my boy. Every dog gets a bone if he begs long enough. Oh, this is pretty funny. I like this one. It was a joke, Freddy. Yeah, well, I'm not laughing. It's humiliating to stand there and take her crap, especially when she's right. Freddy, please, let's don't go into this again. I thought we agreed to wait. Wait for what, Francine? You never say what. You never say what we're waiting for. Godot? Christmas? The Easter Bunny? What? Look, we've been all through this before. I thought we had an understand. I'm sorry, to me, this just defies understanding. I mean, here we are in a mature relationship, two consenting adults, and you're not consenting. Honey, believe me, it's not that I don't want to, it's just that, well, what? God, this is so hard. What? I'm afraid if I sleep with you, it'll ruin everything, and you'll leave me like all the others. You're joking, right? I mean, you can't be serious. No, I mean it, I know how men are. You all have this conquest thing. Then when you get what you want, it's 1-800-SEE-YA. This is ridiculous. Do you really think I spent an entire year of my life waiting to sleep with you so I can leave you? Hey, I'm not blind, pal. I've seen you ogling other women. All those silicone girls with their little boy butts and their tennis ball boobs. I'm just not like those girls, Freddy, and it seems like every man I ever cared for has dumped me for some aerobics instructor with a perfect tan. Okay, let me see if I've got this straight. You won't sleep with me because then I'll dump you for the nearest pair of plastic Hooters I can find, right? Boy, it's a good thing we're not married, then you probably wouldn't even speak to me. I don't mean to hurt your feelings, honey. I know it's hard for you to understand. You've been so patient. What I've been is stupid. Kachu was right. I'm nothing but a dog begging for scraps of love. No, honey, look, Freddy. Hell, you don't need a boyfriend, Francine. You need a golden retriever. Where are you going? Back to bed. At my own house. But, I will see you tonight, won't I? No! But it's our anniversary. I was... Francie, I'm sorry. This is all my fault. When will I learn to keep my big mouth shut? Sob. Oh, it's not your fault. This isn't the first time we fought about this. Why do you put up with that? If I were you, I'd tell that guy to take a hike. I think I love him. Well, I know you don't want to hear this again, but I'm telling you, no man is ever going to love you like you want him to. They don't know how. I don't believe that. I can't believe that. I just need to be more trusting, I guess. I mean, he does have needs, I suppose. Maybe. Look, Francine, don't let any man, especially that butthead, tell you what to do. You do what's right for you, and if he has a problem with that, tell him to go jerk off. I'm so confused. Listen, you dingy broad. Do I have to spell it out for you? The guy's an asshole. Got it? Hell, they're all assholes, but this one's certified. Jeez, if you want somebody to beg for your body every night, I'll do it. Please, Francine. Please. Oh, Francine. Oh! Believe me, if that fool had any heart at all, he'd tell you that you're the most beautiful, desirable woman in the world. Come on. That every night I dream you love me, but every morning I'm all alone. Huh? Oh, Francie, I look at you and I see the meaning of life dancing in your eyes. Kachu, stop! And I know everything would be okay if I could just... Hey! Cut it out, I said! I can't do this, understand? You're my best friend. Why does everybody keep trying to... Jeez, Francine, it was just a joke. Can't you take a joke? Slam! Stupid, stupid, stupid! sob. Hello, this is Fred Femer. I'm not in right now. If you leave your name and number, I'll try and return your call, but I am a busy man. Wait for the beep. Freddy, are you there? Will you pick up, please? I missed you last night. I know you don't believe me, but I did. You know, it was our anniversary. I was hoping, I thought last night we'd beep. Tone. Okay. What is she doing? What? Interesting commentary you made on the rodent back there. Sexist crap! You seem intrigued by this piece, though. What does it say to you? Piss off! Interesting. Hey, wait! Wait up! Please! What are you, deaf? What part of piss off did you not understand? Well, do you mean the sculpture says I should piss off, or are you telling me to piss off? What difference does it make? Either way, you have your assignment. Now get to it. It makes a big difference to me. I mean, do I give up all hope of ever sharing a cup of coffee with the sculpture? Or you? Psst, Margie, hi. Is Freddy in? Miss Peters. Yes, he's in. Good, I'll just sneak back there. But he asked not to be disturbed. Miss Peters, please! It's okay, Margie, I want to surprise him. Knock, knock, Freddy! Oh, dear. Damn it, Margie, I told you I didn't want to be disturbed. Okay, lover boy, Merry Christmas and Happy Easter. I've got a present for you. Surprise, it's me! Francine! Uh-oh. Oh my God! Hey, Francine, honey, whoa, listen, baby, this isn't what it looks like. Hey! Francine, wait, I can explain! Boo! Or sob, rather. Margaret, you're fired! Humph! Achoo! Refill? It's decaf. No thanks. Kachu, you really ought to get out of those wet clothes or you'll catch cold. Smart. Look, David, even though it's highly unlikely we'll ever see each other again, it's important you get one thing straight. Nobody, especially a man, is ever going to tell me what to do. You got that? Okay. Shut up. Don't you dare think that just because I let you buy me a cup of coffee that now you can work your way into my life and screw it up. I am not some lonely, lovesick airhead waiting around for Mr. Wright to come and save me from a life of single hell. Bang! I will never, ever, ever be your baby, your mother, or your love pocket. And if you ever lie to me, I'll feed your balls to my cat. How about that decaf now, honey? Uh-huh. The next morning. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Ring! Francie, you awake? Freddy's on the phone. Do you want to talk? Swoosh! To him? Hello? Freddy, are you there? Francine, listen, we need to talk. Why don't you meet me for lunch, say, at the park, okay? Well, look, let's wait and talk about it then, okay? See ya. Good, I'm famished. Don't worry, Babs, this won't take long. Then we'll go eat. Ooh, shit. This seat taken? Nope. Francine, about what happened in my office. You don't have to apologize, Freddy, it's not your fault. Eh? I only have myself to blame. I drove you to her. I see that now. I just want to wipe the slate clean and try to start over. What? And go back to the way things were? No thanks. I've had it. Come on. You don't really mean that. Look, I know you love me and I love you. I'm ready to trust you now. Really? I can make you happy. Ready? I'm sorry, Francine. I really am. You're a sweet girl, but to be blunt, you're not worth it. Freddy, stop it. Listen, honey, this is me, Francine. I know what makes you happy. I know what you want, what you need, and I can do it. You know I can. Nah, I don't think so. Look, I have to get going. I have somebody waiting in the Porsche. I don't believe this. For crying out loud, do I have to spell it out for you? I'm trying to tell you I'll sleep with you, okay? That is what this is all about, right? I mean, that is what you want from me, isn't it? Well, all right, I'll do it. Oh, give me a break. It's not like I'm asking you to donate a kidney or something. Hell, I don't need this crap. You want to sleep with somebody? Go sleep with your lesbo girlfriend. I need a real woman. How dare you talk about Kachu that way, you son of a bitch? I knew you'd do this to me. Only you didn't even want to sleep with me. You just dumped me the minute I said yes, you jerk. Well, you're not walking away with that easy, Buster. You started this, you're gonna finish it. You started this, you're gonna finish it. You earned it, Freddy. Now come and get it. Francine, what are you doing? Giving you your prize. This was a contest, right? So you can screw Francine best? Well, you win, Freddy. I've had it. I give up. I can't win. I spent my entire life trying to do the right thing. Trying to make you or some guy just like you happy. And you know what? It can't be done. Now wait just a minute. Francine! Zip! Have you lost your mind? This is a public park. The park? Your office? What do you care? Hey, a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do, right? I can't believe I let this happen to me again. I loved you. I trusted you. I was ready to give my life to you. And all you wanted was a piece of my ass? Francine, geez, be reasonable. Put your clothes on before... Whap! All right, that's enough. You've made your point. Now, ah! That's just the point, Freddy. Kaplat! There is no point! Splash! Knock, 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 knock. What? Hello, Kachu? Hope I'm not interrupting anything. David! No, come on in. I was just about to quit anyway. Say, are these your drawings? May I take a look? Yeah, sure. Knock yourself out. Looks like it's gonna rain again tonight. Good. I like the rain now. It reminds me of meeting you. Oh my gosh. Who have I let in my house? Pepe Le Pew? Kachu, this is awesome. I've never seen anything like it. Sure you have. You took gym in high school, didn't you? No. I mean your style. It's so strong. So bold. Such a big voice for such a delicate creature. David? Yes? Shut up. Screech! Crash! What was that? Francine! Honk! Francine! Oh, damn, she's out cold! Can't get the damn door open! David! Over here, I've got this door open. I'll get her. I can pull her out this... Hey! Bonk! What are you doing? Get her out of there! I was for crying out loud, but she's naked. What? Well, I can't carry her. You'll have to. And hurry up. All right. Oh, man. She's really going to be mad at me for doing this. And I haven't even met her yet. Put her on the bed and get her a blanket over her. Excuse me. And get a blanket over her. I'll call a doctor. Okay. Oh, man. She's beautiful. I got a doctor on the way. You're kidding. How did you get a doctor to make a house call? I know his girlfriend. So? He's married. Look. Go check on the car or something, will ya? I don't want it to blow up out there. Okay. Go keep the car from blowing up. Right. Oh, Francie, what in the world? Oh, God, look at ya. You've got glass all in your forehead. Oh, your beautiful complexion. Francie, what happened, honey? Where are your clothes? Who did this to you? Oh, Freddy, don't... Freddy! Freddy! You're a dead man! To be continued. Terry Moore, Strangers in Paradise, 2 of 3. Last issue, all kinds of stuff happened. Good grief, where were you? Actually, last issue, we discovered that Francine loves Freddy, but he just wants in her pants. And it was pretty obvious that Kachu loves Francine, but that really freaks old Francine out. And David likes Kachu, but she threatened to feed his balls to her cat. Then Freddy dumped Francine, which made her totally flip out, rip her clothes off in the park, and run her car into the house. Now Francine lies unconscious in her bed, Kachu is seriously pissed, and Freddy is about to suffer the wrath of... Kachu's revenge! Heh. Looks like you packed a little too much makeup there, neighbor. Heh. Snort. Well, step aside there, little lady. I'll handle this. Grunt! God bless America! What you got in here? A Buick? Over here, you idiot. And be careful. Don't drop it. Kabang! Oh, shit. Fizz. Kaboom! Way to go, Slick. You just leveled my garage. And that shell wasn't exactly cheap, either. Luckily, I still have two more left. You never know, I may need them tonight. Eh? I have a date. Please don't hurt me, Miss Chavonsky. I have a wife and a therapist to support. That so? Well, tell me, Dickie boy, does your wife know you sneak around my bedroom window every night when you walk the dog? Hmm? What? No! Does she know you hid a video camera in your bedroom and you have a tape of her dressing and undressing? No! Well, here she is, Dickie. Why don't you tell her? Richard! Oh, no! No! Phew! Oh, God. And only legends know that once there were gods in the sea, giants in size with lullaby eyes and dreams, like you and me. But when the lands broke out in war, the oceans in between, were raging storms and fiery hot and filled with children's screams, a few survived to see the day when sunlight was dark amber, and heard the sound of gods at sea leaving us forever. You're not going to make this easy for me, are you? How do you mean? Look, I'm tired and you're a man, so let's drop it, okay? I'm sorry, I'm lost here. It's not going to happen, pal. You're barking up the wrong tree. You don't know me. You buy me a cup of coffee. You read poetry. I don't know what sophomoric fantasy you're chasing here, but if you think I'm interested, you're sadly mistaken. You want I should spell it out for you? I'm not interested in men. Okay? Excuse me. Kachu? Francine! Oh, wait. So dizzy. You have a mild concussion, honey. You need to get back in bed. What happened? You know I've been dying to hear the answer to that myself. I can't remember anything. You don't remember going to the park to see Freddy? Freddy? Who's Freddy? Just try to get some rest, okay, Francie? Everything's gonna be all right. Oh, my head. Kachu? Is she all right? No, she's not all right. She has amnesia. Oh, man. Well, maybe it's just temporary, you know, from the shock and all. Yeah, well, what if it's not? What if she has brain damage? Oh, man. And would you stop saying that? It's really getting on my nerves. You sound like Maynard G. Krebs. What are we going to do? We? You stay with Francine. I'm going out. Screech! Whoa, look at her burn rubber. Heh. Why the rush, Blondie? Hot to trot? Heh. Richard! What are you doing back there? Just observing Venus, my dear. Now, where's the brunette? Probably in her bedroom. Mmm, that's nice. Gulp. Ding! Well, you coming or not? It's awfully hot in here, don't you think? Maybe I'll just lie down a minute. Come on! Get back, Mr. Animal Man. Woof, woof. What's going on out here? Who's making all that racket? It's just me, Miss Bitty Buddy, Freddy from... Excuse me, let me try that one again. It's just me, Miss Bitty Buddy, Freddy from 40... from 4B? Hey, Teddy Fromby, it's 2 a.m. What the Sam hell you doing at this hour walking a dog? Pretty much, yeah. Oomph. Good night, Miss Bitty Buddy. Slam! Hey, what's going on here? Watch the rough stuff, Buttnut. All you gotta do is ask. Shut up and get inside before somebody sees you, okay? Good idea, let's go inside. Better yet, let's do it right here in the hall. What do you say, Eddie? The name's Freddy. Whatever, what the hell, let's rock and roll. Wahoo! Don't... Would you shut up? You wanna wake the whole building? Come on, Teddy, loosen up. You gotta live dangerously. Tell you what, I won't use a condom. How's that? Now get in there! Ah! Say, what's the big idea kicking me in the ass? Oh, geez, I'm sorry. I've just really had a rough day. You see, my girlfriend broke up with me today. I guess I'm just hurt, you know? I mean, she wouldn't commit, and I wanted one of those, a relationship? Yeah, that. Oh, you poor guy. You know, most women would kill to find a sensitive, caring man like you. I know. Oh, you poor, sweet man. She doesn't deserve you. Oh, the pain. Well, I know just the thing to make you forget all your troubles. Slam! Let's party! Alright, count me in, babe. Hey, careful with the merchandise there. Don't be so rough! Come on, Eddie, I'm hot to trot. Alright, keep your pants on. No, wait, strike that last comment. Ginger, wait a second, let me shut the door. I'll get it, thanks. Can't just keep it in your pants, can you, Ready Freddy? Jovansky, what do you think you're doing? Get out of here. No, I don't think so. Okay, sweet cheeks, party's over. Get up. Who are you, the girlfriend? Girlfriend, ha! That's a laugh. Don't tell me you're married. I asked you that before you brought me here. That does it. I'm not married, all right? Debbie, get in here. Because I don't care if she's your wife or not, I still expect to be paid. Paid? You're a hooker? Tweet? God, eek!
Debbie, why don't you take the sweet tart for a walk?
Hey, put her down. Ah! Help! 911! Freeze. I want to talk to you. Hey, put me down, you hippo. Put me down.
A toast, my dear, on our anniversary. Ahem. Your kisses light as hair. You let me wear your underwear. Crash!
Oh, champagne. This is ridiculous. You can't come barging in here throwing my guests out. I'm calling the police. You do that and tell them there's been a shooting. Now look, Jovansky, if this is about Francine, I had nothing to do with it. She just flipped out in the park. Yeah, she does that to me all the time. Click. No, really. We were at the park and she was talking about breaking up. And then she just freaked. Started to rip her clothes off. She lost it big time. Don't lie to me, Freddy. You know what I do to men who lie to me? Oh, no way. I'm not crazy. Look, it's been a long day. You're tired. Probably premenstrual. What did you just say? Why don't we just call it an evening, huh? You go home and I won't press charges. I have a better idea. You hand me your balls on a plate and I won't kill you. How's that? Oh, boy. Look, I think I've learned my lesson here. Yes, sorry. Can we call a truce now? Take off your pants. Excuse me? Pay attention. I said take them off. Or I'll have Debbie take them off for you. This is outrageous. You're in a lot of trouble, woman. I have friends in high places. They can fix you. Oh, really? Well, my best friend's lying in a coma. You got somebody who can fix that? She is? Francine? Oh, my God. Don't pull that on me. If you're going to destroy a woman's life, at least be man enough to admit it. I swear I don't know what you're talking about. She was fine when I saw her. A little upset, maybe. Scratch. Shut up! Slap! You make me sick. You're everything I hate about men all wrapped up in one big bloated wart. You drove Francine crazy. You screwed her up with all your pressure and guilt to sleep with you. I wanted to kick you out right from the start, but she thought you loved her. Can you believe that? Now that sweet girl may be permanently damaged because of you, you lousy shit. I think the least I can do is make sure you never do it again. Take off your shorts. Now wait just a minute. This has gone far enough. If you think I'm just gonna stand here and let you, take them off now. Bang. You'll never get away with this, you hear me? I'll get you for this if it's the last thing I do. What are you gonna do? Heh heh. Got a plug? Grab him! Help! Ah! Crash! Slam! Ugh! Kachu, listen. I'll give you my money, my Porsche, anything.
I only want one thing from you, Freddy Femur. Oh, God! But don't worry. I'll hand it back to you in a second. Click. Ah! Slam. Hi. How's she doing? Good, I think. Very quiet. Slept like a baby all night. Ugh. Spoken like a man who's never had one. She looks better. The color's back in her cheeks. You're a sweet man to sit up with my friend all night, David. Thank you. Oh, that's okay. No, I owe you one. You went to see her boyfriend, didn't you?
Yep.
I thought so. I was worried about you. What if he had jumped you or something? Believe me, he won't be jumping anybody for a long time. What do you mean? Let's just say I've done every woman in town a big favor, okay? You didn't? No, but he thought I did, and that's almost as good. Besides, by the time they get him down, every woman in town will have seen Freddy Femur for what he really is.
Get him down?
Jovansky! Jovansky, you're dead meat, you hear me? Hi, my name is Ready Freddy. Won't you take me home with you? It says. She's kind of dressed like a clown. And there's a micro... there's a magnifying glass attached to his penis. To be continued. Don't miss our next action pack issue. See this hunky dude flex his pecs and save the world. Over my dead body, you dirty, stinking son of a... Sorry. So that was Fishin' Man by Mike Rosenzweig. Okay, Mike, you get one shot. Terry Moore, Strangers in Paradise, 3 of 3. This is the last one. Again, please support Abstract Studio Comics. You can write to them, like, letter style, or you can go to their website. So, if you like these kind of indie, rough comics, which do things that not even the, like, images, like, for that matter, the images of the world, I guess you'd say, the more big, like, the big underground, it's weird when you say... What do we call them? Platinum Underground? Something like that. Platinum Underground. It's like they're big labels, but they consider themselves like underground. They're not DC and Marvel, but they're basically putting out stuff that a lot of the other ones won't put out, but they won't go that far. Or they can't go that far because they still have strict guidelines. This one, they don't maybe have as strict guidelines, so they might be able to do and say a few things that you can't really do in the mainstream comics game. You know, they're abstract. There's a shadow on my back from a light that never cracks. I come to you in my sorrow, a broken man who has to borrow. In my eyes, it's plain to me, you're my star and destiny. Almost thoughts and clarity. An empty house I can't call mine, deep in debt and buying time. Turn what's left of energy into you, my only dream. In my eyes, it's clear to me that you're my star and destiny. Shine for me, blind my sight, don't let me see what I can't fight. In my heart, you are there, precious pain, but I don't care. 'Cause in my eyes, it's clear to me you're my star and destiny. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Ring, 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 ring. Slam! Ring, 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 ring. Yeah! Kabow! Francie, how you feeling? Francine? Francine? Francine! What? Francine! What do you think you're doing? Eating breakfast. Come join me. Francine, a turkey leg sandwich and a stick of butter is not breakfast. Well, lunch then, whatever. Look, honey, why don't you get back in bed and let me bring you breakfast, okay? But I'm not tired. Mmm, so good. Want some? That does it. Come on, it's back to bed with you. Okie dokie. Ring, ring. Damn it, Freddy. You sorry, stinking, lousy. Ring, ring. Ka-choo, you know what we haven't had in a long time? Liver. Mmm, smack, smack. Delish, huh? Mmm, delish, yeah. Look, just sit there, okay, Francie? Excuse me. Look, just sit here, okay, Francie? Just stay. Ring, 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 ring. What the hell do you want? Ka-choo, it's David. Liver and a milkshake. Did I catch you at a bad time? A liver milkshake. Oh, hi, David. Yeah, I'm kind of busy right now. Francine's up and she's acting really weird. Hold on a second. Francine, get that out of your mouth. You don't know where it's been. Is this liver? David, I'll have to call you back later, okay? Liver! I need liver! Ding dong. Francine, I swear I'll go to the store and buy some liver, okay? You promise? I promise, because it's very important, you know. I know, liver is my life. Don't push it. Dong, 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 ding, dong, ding, ding, dong, ding, dong. My head's ringing, Ka-choo. That's the doorbell, honey. I'll be right back. Sheesh! Boy, whoever it is, this had better be good, or... all right, quit ringing that friggin' bell before I call the... Ka-chick cops. Freeze, mother lover! Ka-chick, 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 ka-chick. What the? Are you sneezy? Nope. That's Ka-choo, you idiot. Katina Chavonsky, alias Ka-choo. Oh, whatever. Get him up, you friggin' foreigner. You're under arrest. What for? What for? What for? I'll tell you what for. Tell her, Bob. Ahem. Let's see. Kidnapping, re-restraining liberty for the proper... Excuse me, let's try this again. Kidnapping, re-restraining liberty for the purpose of terrorizing. 2 counts of felonious assault. 1 count of illegal entry. $4,400 in property damage. And 1 count of aggravated menacing with a dangerous kitchen utensil with intent to...
castrate me! The crazy bitch tried to castrate me!
Imagine my surprise when I found I didn't have to. She's joking, of course. Tell them you're joking. Skitch, skitch. It's sad, isn't it?
Alright, take her downtown and book her, boys. And let's not repeat her... And let's not repeat her little joke, okay?
What's going on out here, Ka-choo? Francine, geez, you look awful. What happened to your head? Where are they taking Ka-choo? To jail? Your girlfriend tried to kill me last night. No, I don't believe it. Believe it, babe. That woman's a menace to all mankind. And I'm going to see that they put her away for a long, long time. Freddy! But when the land broke out in war, the oceans in between were raging storms and fiery hot and filled with children's screams. I apologize for the wait, miss. Did anybody get you lunch? No. Sorry about that. I'll see what I can do, okay? Let's see what we have here. You know, you look familiar. Have we met before? No. No? That's funny, because I could swear I know you from somewhere, but since you're sitting here at a police station on felony charges, that may not be such a good thing, huh? Well, let's see here. Miss Katina Chuvansky. That's an unusual name. What is that? Czech? Age 26, born in Chicago. I have a sister in Chicago. Cute kids. You didn't put anything down under previous arrests. Have you ever been charged with a felony before, Katina? Clink, 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 clink. You can either tell me now or I'll go look it up on the computer. So let's try that again, Miss Chavonsky. Have you ever been charged with a felony before?
Yes.
You want to tell me about it?
Clink, clink, clink. Look it up.
Francine, are you okay?
Francine? Ka-choo? Ka-choo? Ka-choo, 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 ka-choo?
Francine, where's Ka-choo? Do you know what happened to Ka-choo?
Yes.
Ka-chink! Alright, out you go. Hey, wake up. There's somebody that wants to see you. Come on, I ain't got all damn day. What kind of junk are you on?
I saw a list of charges on you a mile...
Excuse me.
I saw a list of charges on you a mile long, sugar.
Looks like you and me gonna spend a lot of time together, darling. Well, I don't know. You're looking kind of puny. Where's your titties? Get your hands off me, you son of a bitch. Doc, hey! Hey, listen up. I ain't putting up with any shit, you hear?
She's down there, third on the left. You get 10 minutes.
Okay. Ah! Ah! What the? Yee! Oh, stop! Stop! You're killing me! Ah! Say it!
Well, I see it, but I don't believe it.
Ah! All right, I'm sorry!
Well, Wayne, looks like you got things pretty much under control here.
Shoot her!
And if you ever touch me again, you'll have to piss out your ass, got it?
Rawr, yes, ma'am!
Good.
Crunch.
Kachu, are you all right?
Hold on, fellas. Stay out of the cell, okay? Lady, sit your butt down now. And as for you, you ignorant. Hey, I ain't do nothing. She jumped me.
Bullshit. I know what you've been getting away with back here. You're busted, pal. It's your word against mine, asshole.
I don't think so. I'm pressing charges.
That ought about do it, Wayne.
Clunk.
But other than that, I had a really nice time. Bye, Wayne. There's more to you than meets the eye, lady. Our computers verify the FBI has a file on you. I should have a copy by morning. Till then, I suggest you lay off the guards. Savvy? I don't trust that guy, Kachu. He gives me the creeps.
I know.
How's Francine? Is she okay? She's gonna be okay. She's kind of upset, though. She started remembering everything. Here, give me your hand.
Well, what am I going to do, David? They're going to throw the book at me and I can't afford a lawyer. I can't even post bail. And Francine's wandering around sick and half out of her mind. What's going to happen to her? Who's going to take care of her if I'm not there?
Ugh, it's all that bastard Freddie Femer's fault. Oh, God, I hate him. I should have killed him when I had the chance. Ugh.
It's going to be okay, Kachu. It's going to be okay.
Margie, thanks for helping me with this. Listen, it's my pleasure. After the way he's treated me and you, he has it coming. I can't believe he fired you. I'm really sorry. It's not your fault. He was just mad because I let you catch him with another woman. When you called and told me he put your friend in jail, I started thinking. What does Freddie Femer have going under the table that he wouldn't want anybody to know about?
And you thought of something?
Oh, are you kidding? The guy's as crooked as they come.
Click!
But there's one account that really tops them all. Burger Foods. He's been overbidding their jobs and pocketing the profits for years. I know he keeps a secret record of his dealings. If I can just find...
Got it!
Slam! Somebody's coming!
Could have swore I locked this...
Excuse me, that's the wrong damn voice.
I could have swore I locked this door.
Hello, Freddy.
Ah! Slam!
Francine, damnation woman, you almost gave me a heart attack. How'd you get in here?
Click. Well, I have to talk to you, Freddy.
You don't have a kitchen knife on you, do you? If you came to ask me to drop charges against Kachu, forget it.
No, I don't care about Kachu anymore, Freddy. I only care about you.
Yeah, right. What are you doing here, Francine?
Who?
Creek?
Nope.
Oh, Freddy, please forgive me. I'm desperate for you.
What the? I don't get it. 1 minute you're Mother Teresa.
Huh?
Oh, shut up and kiss me. You are totally certifiable. You know that?
Excuse me.
You are totally certifiable. You know that? You don't just give a guy a cold shoulder for a year and expect him to come at your beck and call.
Please, Freddy, just hold me.
Look, I told you before, it's over. What are you smiling about?
You want me, don't you, Freddy?
What? No, damn it. Why don't you listen to me? Are you brain dead? I don't love you anymore, okay?
Not even just a teeny weeny little bit?
No, no, never.
Are you sure?
Oh, well, maybe a little.
Snap.
Think about it, Freddy. All those sleepless nights watching me, wanting me. You said it was the baby power. The baby powder. I almost said baby power.
Nope, that's not happening yet. There's no baby yet.
All those sleepless nights watching me, wanting me. You said it was the baby powder that got to you.
I'm wearing baby powder now, Freddy.
You look pale, Freddy.
Plop.
Maybe you ought to sit down.
You want me, Freddy. Admit it. I'm warm and soft. I'm everything you've ever dreamed of. And I'm here. You can have me, Freddy. It's what you've always wanted. You do still want me, don't you, Freddy? Oh, my God. Yes, yes, yes. Then take me, Freddy. Take me now. But first, consider this. Huh? If you don't drop all charges against Kachu, I'm giving a copy of your Burger Foods file to the DA. Ah, gee, I've spoiled the moment, haven't I? What do you know about Burger Foods? Enough to send you to prison. You're bluffing. No, Freddy, I'm not. I want Kachu released immediately. Understand? Yes. I'm glad we had this little chat. I feel so much better, don't you? I'm sorry it didn't work out for us, Freddy, because I'll tell you a little secret. I'm incredible, better than your wildest dreams. All I was waiting for was our 1 year anniversary, which was the day you walked out on me. Goodbye, Freddy. Slam! Fade to black. Penny for your thoughts. I was just thinking how much time I've wasted worrying about our high school senior play. Strangers in Paradise? Yeah, you know the line where the guy says, if anything, I've learned without love, we're never more than strangers in paradise. And so I felt, going from one man to another, looking for Mr. Wright. I couldn't find him. I felt like I didn't belong anywhere. But I'm really not a stranger at all, am I? I have my family and friends and someone who loves me very much. How could I have been so blind not to see that? Oh, gosh. I've been so stupid, haven't I? You don't really want me to answer that, do you? Dinner's ready. Let's eat. A toast. Here's to freedom and friends that'll stand by you. No, no, keep your seats, wise guys. And to my best friend, Francine, who is without a doubt the most dearly loved woman on this great, big, beautiful planet. Cheers! What, no liver? Ha! Just kidding. Ow! The end. Okay. Strangers in Paradise presents Sweet Dreams. Hurry, darling, before you're drenched. Ha! Too late. I was soaked long before you came and got me. But, darling, why did you stand out in the rain waiting for me? You could have waited in the car, even with a dead battery. Well, I didn't want you worried about finding me, honey. I mean, you were already so kind to come and get me. After all, I know how much you wanted to watch the game on TV. Oh, nonsense. Nothing matters but you, sweet pea. Here, sweetheart, you sit and relax. I'll put on your favorite Bossia CD and load your pipe. My God, we're going back to the old days. Oh, now, really, darling, you don't have to. Then I'll cook your favorite meal and massage your feet while you watch the Playboy Channel. I don't deserve you, Francine. You're one of a kind. I know. So, did you want to dance first or just drop and do it right here in the mall? Huh? Just kidding. Of course, I can wait till we get to the car. That was a joke, Einstein. Oh, gosh, I'm sorry, Kachu. I guess I was daydreaming. Did you see that guy over by the haberdashery? No. Over there, that incredible hunk in the tweed sports coat. I don't see any hunks in tweed coats. But he's right there, standing next to the woman with a bad henna job in the tacky tiger stirrup pants. I see a slimy Ward Cleaver reject and the poster child for pro-choice. Isn't he wonderful? He's an ass, a complete and total grade A ass. Crack, rumble, Butt-wider beer, best beer belly. Stomp, 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 stomp. Uh-oh. Yeah! Slam. Hi, honey. I don't mean to be rude, but you really ought to use an antiperspirant. Puff, 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 puff. I just walked 15 blocks in a raging hurricane, you ass. Why didn't you come get me? Well, to tell you the truth, Pumpkin, I just loaded my pipe when you called, and, well, you know how I love a good smoke. You mean to tell me you made me walk home in the driving rain so you could sit on your butt and smoke and suck a pipe? Gee whiz, hon, you make it sound so selfish. Yeah, and what would you call it? Busy? You pig! You brainless, pompous, egotistical pig!
Ah! If you're gonna act like a pig, then I want you to squeal like one. No, sweet pea, don't be rash. Don't sweet pea me, you son of a bitch. Squeal! Ow! Oh, squee! Squee! Ka-choo, did you hear what I said? Squeal, you pig, squeal. Ka-choo, sorry, what did you say? I was just asking if you were ready for lunch. I'm hungry. Oh, sure. So where do you want to go? Pizza? I don't care. Okay. Wait a minute, I thought you said pizza wasn't on your diet. I know. But there's this really cute guy working there now. Except, I think he might be only 15. I can't really tell. Maybe if you see him, you could tell, huh? Come to think of it, I haven't heard him talk. What if he sounds like Mickey Mouse? Ward, how about this one, darling? Ward, honey. Ward, hey, Buttface. I don't know if... Yeah, I think that's... I don't know if that was the one they were trying to... Yeah. All right, well, that's the end of that one. Do we got more? Nope, we have a sketchbook. It all starts with a sketch. It's like Popeye a little bit. My sketchbook is full of faces. Always love sketchbooks. A face, the human race. Eyes are windows. Beautiful. James Dean spent hours in front of the mirror learning how to move his face. It's pretty fascinating. Old Jimmy Dean. Now they just do sausages. Well, they do those. Hold on. Okay, so they do these Jimmy Dean things, which are like breakfasts. And they're actually pretty cool. They had one that was actually spicy. Since I've been coming into work early, I'll probably start eating those. But they're really good. They're not that expensive. And they're just little bowls. They have like sausage and eggs and, you know, everything else. It's like a good small little breakfast that you get before work. I mean, yeah, it's not fresh bacon and eggs, but it's pretty good. It was a lot better than I thought it was. They're real good. So, Jimmy Dean, he's doing some pretty good stuff. Now, I don't know if Jimmy Dean and James Dean are related. I know James Dean is a very famous actor in the 50s. He was a heartthrob, but there's more about him. Actually, a friend of mine, she did a whole biography on this man. So she knows a lot more about him than I do. A lot more about Marilyn Monroe, too. She was very good with interviews. She interviewed everybody could think of. Come here, you little creep. I don't have to draw. I don't have capes, so I draw hair. Well, that makes sense. Mean, pretty. Take lots of life drawing classes. There are faces here that will be in SIP later or soon. Angry. Everybody has a dark side. Every artist has a dark brush. True. Where did you get the idea for Strangers in Paradise? It's a question I've heard a lot. I don't know. I usually reply because the answer is so long and undoubtedly boring, I don't know where to begin. Truth is, I started out wanting to draw a newspaper comic and tried one idea after another. See, they don't really do newspaper comics that much anymore. It's like a dying media. And tried one idea after another before I realized I hated the gag-a-day life. It's a gig, you know. Some people can't do that. Alan Moore did a lot of that. He started out doing comic strips, or excuse me. Yeah, the newspaper strips and the comics, or the rather... Let me get this right. The comic strips and the newspapers. I've only had a few hours of sleep, so it's amazing that I was able to pull off the performance I did. And really wanted to tell a story instead. Fortunately, by that time, I had quite an eclectic collection of characters and ideas to draw from. One of my earliest strips was about an enchanted forest filled with cigar-smoking toads, wino owls, punk ducks, and a beautiful blonde wood nymph. Okay.
Ah, it's a beautiful day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. There's a wood nymph skinny dipping in the pond. Yikes! Forgive me, madam. I've compromised your virtue. No problem. Come on in. The water's great. Madam, I apologize for seeing you. My apologies, rather, for seeing you skinny dip in the pond. Even though you wood nymphs are pretty loose that way. That's okay. I'm dressed. You can turn around now. Good. Now then. Ah! You tricked me. Sorry. I'm really dressed now, though. See? You can turn around now, Toad. I put my dress on. Promise? No more tricks? Boy, you woodnymphs are so... Yikes! A mama! Buttons! Oh, yeah, I forgot. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Homer Gurfitch. Hi, Homer. What's your name? Kachoo. Gesundheit. So what's your name? Kachoo. Gesundheit. So what's your name? Kachoo. Gesundheit. So what's...
I like that.
So Kachoo began as a happy-go-lucky wood nymph. Weird, huh? She did have a cousin named Madison, though. Sorry, Terry. Her manner may seem more familiar. Munch, smack, smack. Munch, smack, smack, smack. Munch, smack, munch. Smack! It's bad manners to smack your food. It's also bad manners to smack your guests. The floor is now open to any new items of note. Chair recognizes our guest, Madison. Men stink! Yes, well, if you'll recall, that issue was voted on last week and failed 12-1. Any other business? Voting stinks. This matter of Royal Order of Warthogs is now in session. Before we do the secret oink, let's thank the Lord we're not women or fairies. But praise the Lord and pass the tomatoes. When guys talk to me about SIP, they always mention Kachoo. Even when she was a wood nymph, Kachoo always had the same effect on men. Kachoo, I'd like you to meet the oldest gnome in town, Bonaparte. Bonaparte, meet Kachoo. Hi. Smack, smack. I think he likes you. Bonaparte, this is Kachoo, the wood nymph I was telling you about. Say hello. Gas. Like, is he whistling at me? It's either that or gas. For some reason, the syndicates didn't think my fantasy forest strip was wholesome enough. I thought wholesome. I resolved to create the ultimate wholesome comic strip, and what could be more wholesome than the all-American couple? I started a domestic strip about an American family of the 90s, loving, understanding, supportive, axe-wielding. Darling dearest, I'm home. Are you still mad? Eek! Flap! Now I think we can communicate on a higher plane than that. To my surprise, the syndicates didn't think that approach was appropriate for America's newspapers either. Undaunted, I thought, can't be the axe. It must be the toads. Lose the toads and love. There's got to be more love. Real, domestic love. You know, I'm feeling kind of romantic tonight. Smirk. Why don't we fire up the dude? That was the wrong voice for that. Lord, that man, he had a very feminine tone. You know, I'm feeling kind of romantic tonight. Smirk. Why don't we fire up the jacuzzi? Dim the lights. Ha ha. Put on some Barry Manilow. Oh, stop, you're killing me. What used to be the chase is now the cheap laugh. Shoot, I've got a big day tomorrow and I can't get to sleep. Well, we could. You're welcome. It's 6 a.m. Dick, get up. It's a well-known fact that successful men are at work by 6 a.m. You know, who sleeps at 6 a.m., Dick? Losers, wimps, and known felons. All right, I'm up. Good. Now be quiet. I need my beauty sleep. I begin playing around with Kachoo and Madison again, this time as real people, sort of. The schlep in the hat is a condensed Freddy, and Alexander is a David prototype. Broad characters making broad points. Kachoo, my sweet, no man could love you more than I myself. I love you so much, you're a part of me. Which part? Oh, there's Alexander. I don't see what you see in him. Come to think of it, I don't see what anybody sees in anybody. Madison's mask is Freudian, I guess, and probably says more about the artist than her. What that would be, I have no idea. Hopefully you don't either. Anyway, after that I thought, what if they were all in high school? Now I look back and see that Kachoo and Francine's personalities were there, just in the wrong bodies. It felt wrong, unleashing another naive blonde stereotype into the world. I looked at this and thought, where is the originality? Then I realized there are no truly original setups, only interesting mixes and combinations offering the truth in provocative bits and pieces. Hi, Cecil. Oh, hi, Steffi. There's no way you could convince me she evolved from primitive metazoa. You gotta help me, Madison. What can I do to get that Oliver to quit asking me out? Gross. I'm out. Always works for me. Hiya, Steph. How about that date?
Burp.
Is that a yes or no? Oh, I grossed myself out. For a couple of weeks, I tried a more mature Kachu as an aspiring young actress in Hollywood. Brilliant, huh? Anyway, the friend of Kachu's is Aunt Libby, and Kachu's disdain for the system of men began to sharpen as I combined her with Madison. But also, notice how Kachu gets older through each new attempt. Quiet on the set, I want all the guys on this side of the beach, and hey, where's all the hot babes? How does the studio expect me to make a movie called Chainsaw High School without lots of hot babes? Excuse me, I've got a friend who might be interested. No way. She's got a great personality. Which way is the beach? Okay, in this scene, Brad is trying to impress Bambi with his volleyball skills. Brad here will make a spectacular shot, causing Bambi to fall in love. Okay, action. Blap! Gee, Brad, awesome shot. Can I help you look for your face? Cut! I draw for myself a lot, and the two samples below were not meant for commerce. It's just Kachu and me thinking things through with a pen and finally finding a connection with each other. Once I began to know her secrets, I could write her. I knew I'd never lose her. Ooh, that sounds like the servitor and egregore relationship if you want to go into occult matters. Or deep psychology. Believe me, I've talked to guys about this stuff. That you actually start talking to your characters. Yeah, that's a real thing. I've got characters. When I was writing a book, you would actually have them talk. You know, you discuss things with them. So that's a thing. That's a thing. It helps you understand your characters a little better. And maybe your mind as well. Or the secrets beyond the human mind. I don't know. If there's one thing writing fiction has taught me, it's that the human experience is way more bizarre than we ever believe it is. You know, it's just so much more out there going on than just simple stuff. Don't want to go too Grant Morrison on you, but yeah, there's some definite stuff going on. He did say that all of us have pretty much a universe inside of us. And of course, this man doesn't believe in anything after we die, but, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I'm not saying that there isn't. You know, and I'm not saying that there is, but I'm on the optimistic side of things, you know. It's just Kachu and me, thinking things through with a pen, finding connection with each other. Once I began to know her secrets, I could write her, and I knew I'd never lose her. Exactly. Whether she was commercial or not was debatable, so I decided to just keep Kachu to myself. I thought people don't like blunt women telling painful truths. Trouble with love is men, and I mean men bash around in a relationship like a bull in a china shop. And a woman can only take so much before she has to stand up for her rights. Whereupon the man says, hey baby, while you're up, give me a beer, will ya? Alright, let's get this straight once and for all. I have no problem with love. I don't have a problem with relationships. It's men I have a problem with. I was about ready to give it up when I tried one last idea. I had this Walter Mitty type guy, a chronic daydreamer married to a patient and understanding wife named Francine. See, he's really out of touch with reality, see? And he lives in his own world most of the time. And if I have to explain it this much, it must have really been a bad idea, but I did get Francine out of it. If this strip didn't work, though, I vowed to never do another comic strip again. Forget it! Blow it off! Burn the newspapers! Maybe I'd draw a comic book or something. Sometimes I wish Oliver wasn't such a dreamer. Sometimes I wouldn't have it any other way. And now, on our really big show, right here on our really big stage, the really big Beatles, John, Paul, George, and Ringo, and Oliver. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess it's only fair to let him finish the song. Captain, the engines are dead, and we've lost all contact with the base. Great Scott, we're stranded. Well, I hope everybody packed the lunch. Captain, it appears that Ensign Francine has a question about the garbage. Yeah? Nuke it! Okay, Saturday, let's get to work. We've got lots to do. Right. Ugh. Actually, the grass isn't all that high. I can still see the sidewalk. Who needs clean clothes when you have a bathing suit? He just said... Said, fuck it, we're not gonna do all this today. Okay, and all these, here's all the characters. Okay, so there's more. There's way, way more. Do I have more? Yeah. But it's only fair to just show you guys this one, because my job, again, isn't to just, you know, take, like, independent creators and say, oh, I'm putting all your work on the internet. No, I don't do that. Especially, like, a smaller label like Abstract, right? It's promotion. Do you like what we read? Do you want to read more? I do. I'm really interested in these characters, and I really like the art and just the craziness that goes on. It's different, and it's relatable. It's a little bit exaggerated, but that's how good drama is, right? So, if you like the kind of stuff that we do with the comics, I mean, with honestly, the adult channel, you know, and some of the adult comics we do, some of those stories, they're not too separated from what went on here. But there's more. There's so many more. I'm letting you guys check all the other books out, right? So, that's the bonus comic. Maybe it wasn't what you guys hoped for, but it was something that I looked at, and I said, you know what? This could be something different and new as a little experiment, and we'll see if people like it and gravitate toward it, because I know people do like the more adult comics. I know that YouTube really doesn't, but we're making sure that we have our Not Safe for Work brand on there. We probably will put that on this if... I mean, I don't... Again, it doesn't show anything that I would consider full nudity or anything that's hardcore. It does have some adult themes, but so does The Boys, and that seems to go by without issue. So, we're going to go ahead and continue to, you know, put this up. And... you know, I might bring back some of the adult comics because they were popular and people were enjoying reading them. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with more great comics.